Okay, so today members of Unite the Union across RATP are taking industrial action over a dispute regarding pay and attacks on terms and conditions by their employer.
Can you tell me a bit more about this attack, please?
So RATP at London United has effectively offered a derisory offer to their members of 0.5%. And in conjunction with that, they are attacking the terms and conditions by removing their bonuses. They are increasing the time on duty to 10 hours. They are removing their guaranteed working day for purpose of guaranteed working week, and attacking other elements where drivers could potentially lose between £2,500 per year. So clearly members are not in favour of that. And have voted to take industrial action. This is why they're on the picket lines this morning.
What sort of effect will this have on their quality of life?
Well, it's a detrimental effect. It doesn't just affect their earnings. So you have to understand people have mortgages, they have bills to pay. They are accustomed to, you know, the income and outgoings that they have now. That cut will not only affect earnings, but it will affect their pensions. It will affect any redundancy payments, it will affect any ill health payments. And, you know, why should they suffer for the errors of RATP? Why should they take the brunt of any structural changes that they want to do within the business? So they've invested in new premises, they've invested in new facilities. They've given their directors, you know, 50% pay increases in their wages, but you want to attack the drivers across the whole of RATP because it's not just London United. You have London United, you have London Sovereign and Quality Line who have all been offered derisory pay offer by their employer. It's not acceptable. The members don't accept it, hence they're on the picket line today.
Can you tell me a bit about these driver fatigue issues, please?
So the company wanted to increase the time on duty, so that's the time drivers are behind the wheel, to 10 hours, okay? So drivers can do more than that, but what we are against as a union is fatigue. So fatigue is not, and work-life balance. So we're not in favour of, you know, enforcing longer working hours to drivers. If people want to work overtime, that's their choice. But what we don't want to do is have a carte blanche mandatory element of people driving longer duties. We feel there's a risk to people's lives. When people are fatigued, their attention is not the same, mistakes can be made, and the company seems to be okay with this. So the way they run the schedules, the way they do the rotors, we find this sometimes has a detrimental effect for our members, and we wouldn't support any measures in that respect. And the company has tried this before, by the way, and they're using the pandemic to make these permanent changes to terms and conditions, okay? We were willing to discuss with them any temporary measures, but what they decided to do was to abuse the pandemic to try and implement these changes for permanently for these drivers. It's just not acceptable.
Thank you very much for speaking to me. That's everything.
Sorry,
there's
one other element I need to talk about as well. They're about the zero contract hour wording. Okay, so they've been introducing these new contracts, which we weren't aware of. There's many different variations of them, where effectively they can send drivers home without pay. Okay, so we took them into dispute in regard to this for a number of months now, but then COVID came, it was delayed. And then we put it on the ballot for industrial action now. At the beginning of the year, they wrote to us and said, okay, we're not going to have any new contracts with the zero-hour wording in it. Lo and behold, after that, we were in a consultation and we saw the same wording again. So we have no faith or trust that they removed these wording, and we want to see these elements withdrawn and our members' contracts we issued to them, because we have no trust in the company when they come to giving their word. We want to see action from them. We want our members' contracts with those elements, those wordings, removed and reissued to them.
Excellent. That's everything I wanted to ask. Is there anything else that you would like to mention?
Well, you've got not only London United, but London Sovereign and Quality Line fighting for, you know, better pay. These are long-serving drivers, whether it's new drivers, long-serving drivers, they have been working hard throughout this pandemic. You know, drivers are coming into work every day. They are putting themselves at risk. They know that, you know, it's a disruption to the general public. It's not something that they wanted to do. They have been forced into this position, okay? They themselves have lost colleagues through this. And it's not the easiest thing for them to go through and then still come back and have to drive the same bus that maybe that colleague was driving the week before. But at the same time, they know why should they be the ones that are suffering for this? Yet why should they have their terms and conditions attacked when the company could have come and come back to the table, renegotiated with us, offer a decent pay, and withdraw the tax on their terms and conditions?
Excellent. Thank you very, very much for speaking to me.
Thank you. Look, if you need anything else, please give me a call.
Excellent. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.